You're listening to NewsRamp Science. Today is Tuesday evening, March 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Sologenics SNGX, high BRYTE. Data to be presented at USCC workshop ahead of a AAD meeting. Sologenics announced that new trial data for high BRYTEM in treating cutaneous T-cell lymphoma will be presented at the USCC workshop on March 26, 2026, ahead of the AAD annual meeting. The data will showcase positive results from a long-term study and a comparison with Valcor-R, highlighting high BRYTEM as a potential therapeutic option for CTCL.
CMX Gold and Silver Corporation sees important geological indicators for advancing Clayton Silver Project exploration. CMX Gold and Silver Corporation recognizes the potential for exploration at the Clayton Silver Project in Idaho, driven by rising silver prices and global demand. The company has initiated a private placement financing to further advance the project, which boasts historical productivity and significant unexplored areas. With silver prices projected to double by 2026, CMX Gold and Silver Corporation is strategically positioning itself for growth in the market.
Defense news breaks. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. signs MOW with Vulcan Elements to develop rare earth magnet supply chain. Ucore Rare Metals Inc. has signed a memorandum of understanding with Vulcan Elements Inc. to develop a rare earth magnet supply chain for defense and commercial applications. The collaboration aims to supply NDP oxide and Dy oxides at commercial scale starting in 2027, linking Ucore's separation platform in Ontario and planned Louisiana Strategic Metals Complex with Vulcan's North Carolina manufacturing operations.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. highlights participation in global energy and hydrogen research events. American Fusion Inc. is participating in global energy and hydrogen research events, including the 17th International Workshop on Anomalies in Hydrogen-Loaded Metals in Italy and the Applied Power Electronics Conference in Texas. These engagements aim to foster discussions on advanced energy technologies within the broader energy and infrastructure ecosystem.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast.